State Senator Sarah Feigenholz, a Democrat in Chicago, joins us on WGN Radio. John Williams here. And Senator, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
Hot topic on my show has been what you are proposing the last few days.
I am waiting to hear it.
Yeah, that may be good. That may not be good. It's funny because when we asked our listeners about the idea generally, they were rather evenly split about it. Is this a good idea or is this too invasive? But I'll just read from Block Club Chicago. A proposed bill could pave the way for artificial intelligence-driven traffic cameras on DuSable Lakeshore Drive, aiming to prevent reckless driving in high crash areas. So give me the overview. What do you propose we do on Lakeshore Drive here?
So first of all, this is actually a constituent-driven issue. I have, for as long as I've represented this district, heard nonstop from constituents who live along Lakeshore Drive about the lack of enforcement for all of this reckless driving. And when I went and studied a little bit more about the number of accidents, I'm not sure that the article spelled out that there were literally, since 2019, there have been more than 16,000 crashes on DuSable Lakeshore Drive.
I almost believe, I believe that, but I drive it 4 days a week and sometimes five. And it's a little tricky, but it's not that tricky. People are irresponsible, lazy, stupid. I don't know what happens. There was a horrible crash. There was a fatal on LSD today.
I know that. It was alarming, and I don't know the details of it. But I'm sure that there are things that we can do to not be punitive, and we could also protect people's privacy, and at the same time, sort of do this. This legislation has turned into a study. It is going to commission the Urban Transportation Center at University of Illinois to look at new random camera technology that in Europe and in the United Kingdom has actually changed driving behavior. And it's fascinating how it's been implemented in these other countries, and which makes me curious. So it's not not a fixed camera that takes a one snapshot and sends a ticket out. It doesn't do that.
I understand that. And I think I know a little bit about what you're referring to, but just tell me what happens in Great Britain, how they monitor people's driving and what happens. What do they do?
Well, they identify reckless driving behavior. It's not just a speed where, you know, on Waze or on one of your apps on your phone tells you that there's a camera ahead. You slow down, and then once you're out of that zone, you pick up speed again. I think psychologically, the fact that there's unpredictability of where these cameras are installed and how they capture data, it's not just that one speeding moment. It follows you if you're changing lanes recklessly, et cetera. In Europe, about 80% of the people who receive these warning letters did not reoffend, and that's what we're looking for.
My understanding is that in England, last time I was there, I was being told by a cab driver or somebody that nobody speeds, because if you speed, at least on the roads we were on, the cameras will know and you'll get a ticket, and it's not a small fine. Does that sound about right to you?
Well, I think that whoever makes the determination on whether or not they want a ticket immediately in that jurisdiction, but I do believe that we have the opportunity with these cameras to send out warning letters. I think it depends on where in Europe or in England you're talking about, but we have a little bit more wiggle room.
So it's you're a state lawmaker, and you're talking about Lakeshore Drive, which is in the city of Chicago. Is that state jurisdiction or city jurisdiction?
Lakeshore Drive is a state highway that has some, but I believe that Chicago has some jurisdiction over it through a governmental agreement. I don't know the specifics of it.
Okay, but let's say that the city and or state agree to put cameras up. Let's talk a little bit more about how that would work then. I'm assuming there would be cameras, and they would take the video and run it through artificial intelligence, and if the algorithm determines that you were going too fast or too recklessly, you could get a warning letter or eventually a ticket. Is that the idea?
Yes.
And that's pretty amazing. I mean, so we wouldn't need a cop or anybody to even see this, right? But it would know that you were cutting people off and you were zigzagging and driving on the shoulder, whatever, right? I mean, the video would capture that and the computer would know that and a ticket would be issued, correct?
Correct.
And would a human being ever review that? Maybe upon appeal, but I mean, before a ticket went out, would a human being also look at the video and confirm that, or how is that judgment made?
I have not gotten that far. It's a great question, because I think that privacy is also a top priority for me, and one of the reasons that this study is important. It would have been much easier to write a law that allowed the city of Chicago to implement regular speed cameras, but I believe that that's punitive and it doesn't really change behavior. I drafted it because I'm more concerned about safety than revenue.
That's what they all say. That's what the mayor says, but and I'm not laughing at you, except that we've heard that line before in instances, say, red light cameras, et cetera, where it appears to be revenue more than safety. Sometimes those red light cameras are anti-safety. But in this case, if you did it on Lakeshore Drive, heck, why don't you do it on the Stevenson, Dan Ryan, the Kennedy, the Edens? People are doing 90 miles an hour there. Do you have any interest in using speed cameras or this AI-monitored set of cameras to just capture speeders?
You know, I think that this is new technology, and the results of the study will inform us about the best solutions for this problem. I mean, you must admit, 16,000 crashes in 5 years.
That's the math is spectacular on that. And really, I mean,
they are in our precincts and doing other things. There's also some rules that the Chicago Police Department is unable to chase people on Lakeshore Drive if they're speeding, as you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking, you know, this is a pervasive long-term problem, and it requires a solution, which is why we have to figure out how we can do this with new technology that we have not employed before. You know, we don't want, I am not interested in just punitive measures and using these traditional speed cameras. I'm seeking safety solutions. And really, I'm fascinated, and I'm sure you are, about this actual data that says it truly changes driving behavior.
I suspect it does, but, you know, if you don't, I know you don't want to be punitive, but you're using a stick rather than a carrot if you issue fines, and I don't know why that doesn't work. I mean, if the goal were safety and the benefit were slower speeds or law-abiding citizens, why not just put cameras every 100 yards, or speed cameras, find some way to monitor speed up and down the thing. And if you're going too fast, you get a ticket. Problem solved. I mean, what's the problem with that?
Well, I'm looking at the data that is south of, let's say, Soldier Field, and the crashes on a straightaway are much worse.
Yeah. South of Soldier Field. Okay. So from, say, where the Bears play down to the Museum of Science and Industry, that way.
Yeah, like 67. Yeah. So the data in that area is much worse. It's almost double, which is significant.
And
I'm trying to figure, well, I mean, I think that this isn't just about cameras, fines, no fines. For me, it's about, there's an effort out there to redefine the drive. The southern portion of Lakeshore Drive has more accidents than the northern portion. So I think that that is why we need University of Illinois' Urban Transit Center to sort of help us figure out from this data the whys and what we should be doing and where.
I wonder if you'll get pushback from lawmakers or citizens who do live south of Soldier Field, which becomes a population with more people of color and it's lower income the further south you get. And so it's going to be seen as punitive, and it's going to be seen as regressive. And I wonder if there'll be pushback for that reason.
I have been working with my colleagues north and south of me about this, which is why we are straying away from traditional speed cameras at the outset and looking at changing behavior. I completely understand it is an absolute correct argument. We don't want to disproportionately punish communities of color without really taking a look at new technology. You know, sure. Mind you, these are the same people, you know, who are one of 59 and today 60 fatalities in the last 5 years. And if you look at the number of people who are incapacitated and the cost of loss of life and limb, then, you know, we make tough decisions in Springfield, you know. But I think, you know, you need to sort of talk to some people who live along the drive who witness this every day, all day.
One of our listeners said, try driving south on Lakeshore Drive past the downtown towards the museum campus. Well, that's where you're talking about. John, exactly. It's like a motor speedway. It is terrifying. Another listener says, I use DuSable Lakeshore Drive really early every Saturday morning, and people driving recklessly are out of control. I would almost rather take Ashland. And one other note, a listener says the UK has thousands and thousands of traffic cameras and has half the per capita traffic deaths that we have in the USA. So maybe you're on to something here, Senator.
I sure hope I am, because I think that this is an eye-popping number. I'm sure you agree. For those of us who agree with your three callers, I was on Lakeshore Drive Friday night coming home from an event. It was horrifying. It was horrifying. I thought I was in the middle of a Mario game.
That's a good way to put it. State Senator Sarah Feigenholz, the Democrat in Chicago. Is Lakeshore Drive your area that you represent then, Senator?
It certainly is.
Yeah, which makes sense then. You are most interested in what's happening on Lakeshore Drive, and you're proposing to at least study using artificial intelligence to monitor the video the cameras would capture on Lakeshore Drive to issue tickets for speeding and reckless driving. My listeners are wary of this. At least some of them are. Does that surprise you, and what do you say to them?
You know, I am also sort of concerned about privacy, but I'm also concerned about crashes and reckless driving. We did our own survey in our legislative office. We got 1,200 responses, and everyone was over 50% on not feeling safe on Lakeshore Drive, how there has to be more enforcement. And these are people that live along Lakeshore Drive and use it constantly, and the access roads that feed into them. You know, so, it will work with, as I have in the past, legislators and policymakers who also have privacy as a priority, which is why the study is important. I know Northwestern did one of these studies years ago and led to some really strategic recommendations for policy implementation. So we know that there's an impact. And like, I also done a little digging, and in the state of Minnesota, any photo that's taken by a camera is automatically deleted after 15 minutes. So we would be looking at that kind of purging and safety when it comes to cameras. So, you know, we can chew gum and walk at the same time in the legislature. So it's not an either or proposition. We can protect privacy, and we can make streets safer and not punitive by just issuing tickets for revenue purposes. And that is what I am looking to do.
State officials want to study AI-driven traffic cameras on Lakeshore Drive. Okay, anything comes up on this, any new wrinkles in it, we'd love to know more. Thank you for your time today, Senator.
I appreciate your call.
State Senator Sarah Feigenholz, the Democrat from Chicago, representing the area along the lake where you find DuSable Lakeshore Drive.